Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just want to jump on here and just do a quick little video for you all. So, yesterday I went to go see The Little Mermaid. If you've been listening to this podcast or follow my Instagram, you know I've been talking about The Little Mermaid for the past 2 months. Actually, even going back longer than that. Originally, I was not going to go see this movie when it was announced in 2019. They were doing a live action. I said in 2019, I was not going to go see this movie because I was tired of the remakes. I had just saw the Aladdin remake and it was not good in my personal opinion. And I said I wasn't going to see no more remakes, at least of Disney movies. You know, and then, you know, of course, the controversy over the race swapping with Halle Bailey. If you knew me in college, you would know I wrote in the college newspaper, I wrote my opinion about that. And in that I said, I wish they would just come up with a new character that's black or do a new black mermaid movie based on African or Caribbean mythology. You know, and to a certain point, I still stand by my statements about that. And I'm gonna get on that later. But what convinced me to go see The Little Mermaid is the constant bitching and moaning and complaining I was seeing from, you know, yes, most of it was from white males on YouTube and Twitter, but you know, I saw some black people complaining as well. You know, the complaints from black people were, she's not black, she's just a mermaid that happens to be black, and you know, we want her to be authentically black. And I was just rolling my eyes at those comments because I'm like, it's a remake. Okay, it's a remake. It's based off of a Danish European fairy tale. Okay. The Little Mermaid, the original Little Mermaid is white. All the characters in the original Little Mermaid in the story and in the animated movie are white. It's not a black fairy tale. Like I said, if you wanted a black mermaid, then go make a black mermaid based off of African or Caribbean mythology. I'm sorry, again, I sometimes just roll my eyes at that thinking. But yes, that's what convinced me to go. Really, it was the white man on YouTube bitching and moaning and complaining about this movie that convinced me to go. Because, you know, I understand some people are tired of remakes like I am. But there was this weird obsession with just hating this movie and, you know, trying to calm down on Halle. And I actually do like Halle. I like Halle and her sister. You know, sometimes their career choices kind of leave me scratching my head. But you know what? I am a fan of their music, especially their album, Ungodly Hour. That was a good album. And I do think those two girls have a good head on their shoulders. But you know, I saw all these articles all around, especially leading up to the movie. There was articles that, you know, the movie dissed Kate Middleton, who is Prince William's wife, and of course that drama with the royal family in the UK concerning William, Harry, Meghan, and Kate, and Charles, and Camilla, and all that BS. You know, people were saying that the movie started with Meghan, which again, I'm gonna try not to put no spoilers in the movie, but when you see the scene where they're claiming that it throws shade at Kate, you know, those people were literally reaching. I can't even call it a reach, that was a leap. There was no shade to Kate Middleton at all in that movie. Then, you know, people took issue with Halle Berry and, you know, her opinions on the controversy of being cast as Ariel. And, you know, people were trying to frame it as if she was against white people when, no, she was giving her honest opinion. Okay, is every criticism of The Little Mermaid racist? No. I'm black and I have some criticisms of the reboot. But you know what? Some of the criticism was racism, point blank, period. Okay, people were calling her the little crackhead of the sea. People were putting up images of a black little mermaid with watermelon and cocaine in her hands. I'm sorry, that was just pure form of racism. And some of these white male YouTubers, you know, were just had this obsession with her. Honestly, you know, I really do think they're low-key fans because literally they would talk about this movie every day since last year. Every week it was a video about this movie. And some of these people used to do actual good, you know, movie reviews and pop culture and movie videos. But it's like with the Little Mermaid, it's like they just went down this rabbit hole. You know, there was what really pissed them off was when she said that, you know, representation matters and a Black mermaid is important. And that just really made them melt down. I saw so many videos talking about kids don't see skin color and why can you only identify with a character they look like you? First of all, she never said that. She said for her, it would have mattered. Okay, then that's her opinion. My favorite Disney princess is Mulan. I'm not Asian, I'm not Chinese, and I'm not a woman, but I will watch Mulan every day, all day. But I can also say representation does matter, because I also like The Princess and the Frog, and I loved how it delved into New Orleans Black culture, jazz, and voodoo. Because you don't really see a lot of positive images of those things on the screen. Then there was this constant, the week before the movie came out, there was this constant comparing it to Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast, because those movies made $1 billion. Do I think The Little Mermaid is going to make $1 billion? No. Because Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast came out before the pandemic, before Disney Plus, and before there was this backlash to everything considered woke. And I'm putting woke in quotation marks. And if you've been following me for a long time, you already know, you know, I've already did plenty of videos about woke and how it's interfering with politics, pop culture, and everything else. But what I found very interesting is, because I tried not to look at any reviews before I went and saw the movie. But when I left the movie theater, I did watch some reviews. And what I find very interesting is the people who are giving this movie positive reviews. Granted, I've never seen no one say the movie's a 10 out of 10 or a 0 out of 10. But the people who have anything nice to say about the movie, or, you know, say that they don't hate the movie, that it's really not that bad of a movie, I'm noticing all these people who bitch and moan and complain about political correctness and not being allowed to say what you want to say, they have no problem telling these people to shut up. They have no problem accusing these people of being paid shills for Disney. They have no problem saying that these people have gone woke. They have no problem doing that, but these same people complain about how you can't say what you want to say, how everything's being censored, and how the world is being too soft. But they melt down the minute someone has a positive opinion about this movie. And this guy, because he actually was reacting to some comments that he got from his Little Mermaid review. Because even though he said it wasn't a perfect movie, he did say there were parts of the movie he enjoyed. And I'm just going to play you all what he said. His name is Sean Chandler Talks. And I love that he said this, because I think this needs to be said.
Garbage. Might watch if not giving a stream or purchase. So I think some words were left out there. But stop and think about what was just said. Bad woke garbage. All right, review of the film. His analysis of the film, it's been judged. Bad woke garbage. Might watch. Which means hasn't been watched. You have prejudged the film. You already have a preconceived notion of what the movie is, that it's garbage. Therefore, you don't want to go watch it. But even on that point, you also said you might watch it. Like, oh, I'm not going to go pay to go watch it, but if I can, like, stream it for free, I might watch it then. Well, if you actually think it's garbage, why would you ever watch it if you really believe that? The Little Woke Maid. Mildly clever play on words, but I don't know if it's actually that clever. But I obviously this is the big word the internet loves to slap on a bunch of projects. Woke! It's a useless term at this point in time, other than to get a bunch of people to high-five each other. Whatever you're trying to communicate when you say the Little Woke Maid might mean something wildly different to anyone besides you. because you didn't say what your issue with it is. You just used a buzzword that's been so overused. And in the case of this word, as soon as you say this movie is woke, there's a group of people that want to high-five you, and everyone else goes, ugh, rolls their eyes and walks off. You've shut down the conversation. They're not listening to you anymore. So even if you have some sort of valid issue with the film, concern about what Disney's doing, by using the word, you've turned everyone away that potentially you need to convince. Everyone that already agrees with you gave you a high five. Everyone else that maybe there's a useful conversation to be had there. But even as I'm saying this, some people take that as I'm defending the people that use the word woke, because that's how like inflammatory the word is.
Yes, thank you. And I'm so glad he said that. Literally, if you type in a Little Mermaid review, if you see the word woke in the title, just be prepared to just hear people bitching and moaning, not even about the movie itself, but about Walt Disney, the company. Ever since Disney and DeSantis started arguing last year about that Don't Say Gay bill, it seems like these people, and I have to say, these conservative people, because that's mostly who's pushing this, seem to just want to just down Disney, you know, give it the Bud Light treatment and boycott Disney and trash anything that Disney has created. And while I've always said Disney does do some fucked up stuff, and I have criticize Disney for some of its practices, you know, this boycotting Disney stuff made absolutely no sense. But that's a conversation for another day. So I went to go see the movie, again back on topic, I went to go see the movie with my good friends Shanice and Sam. And you know, I will say, is it better than the original movie? No, it's not. None of these Disney movies, with the exceptions of The Jungle Book and Maleficent, have been better than the original. None of them. But you know what? Was it a bad movie? No, it was not. On a scale of 1 to 10, I gave it a 7, so 70%. Because there were parts of the movie that were enjoyable. I actually enjoyed the singing. I actually enjoyed the new songs they put into the movie. You know, my favorite person in the movie was Melissa McCartney as Ursula. Because, I have watched Melissa McCartney in a lot of comedies and TV shows, but I did not know how she would do in this. And you know what? She actually made me smile. Like, I was smiling watching her perform Poor Unfortunate Souls. And on the topic of the songs, because that was something else these people were criticizing, was the change in the movies. I mean, changing the songs, the song lyrics in the movies. But you know what? When you actually listen to the song, especially on the soundtrack, which is on streaming platforms, the essence of the song is still there. Like, Poor Unfortunate Souls is an evil song, and yeah, they took some words and phrases out because the movie, you know, society has progressed since 30 years ago when that movie first came out. But the essence of the song is still there. Like, you still get that Ursula is an evil person, but evil creature from the song. You know, I love that they gave a backstory to the prince. And you know, because if you watch the animated movie, and I actually rewatched the animated movie because I got the DVD, that Thursday night, I rewatched the animated movie so I can, you know, compare it to the movie, to the new one yesterday. And I love that they gave the prince a backstory, you know, again, I don't want to get too much into it, but I love they gave him a backstory. I love that, you know, it showed that he was a little insecure about his position as a prince. I love that he was, you know, a person. You know, in the animated movie, the prince is just one thing. You know, I love that, you know, I did love that Hallie does, you know, save her father. Because if you watch the animated movie, you know, technically Prince Eric saves Triton. But I love that Hallie saves the day. I did like that change that they made. You know, so there were things in the movie that I personally did like. Now, What I didn't like, and you know why I give it a 7 out of 10, is going into this movie, I knew the CGI was going to be the thing that really was going to be negative for me, and I was right. I don't like how Flounder looks. I don't like how Sebastian looks. I don't like how Scuttle looks. I don't like how the other mermaids, some of them look underneath the water. And I don't like how the actual sea creatures look underneath the water. Okay, CGI, and I don't know if Disney has really thought this through. CGI only works for non-living things, inanimate objects. In Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella, those live action movies, the CGI actually worked. It did, because it was non-living things coming to life. In Aladdin, the magic carpet, the CGI worked for that because it was a non-living thing coming to life. You know, when it came to a movie like The Lion King or The Little Mermaid, where animals are part of the story, the CGI would not work for that because you're trying to make it so realistic that it looks like I'm watching an Animal Planet documentary. Okay. The scene of performing Under the Sea, when you compare it to the original, I'm sorry, the original is better with that scene. It is. Okay, you know, CGI can't work for everything, it can't, especially when you're trying to give animals a personality and their face just stays the same. Yeah, they're talking, but the face stays the same. They have no emotions. And you know, for a fantasy film, that's kind of hard to sell. It is. I also did not like how they had King try and play by Javier Bardem. Granted, Javier did do his best, but you know, again, when you watch the animated movie, the Ariel's father, King Triton, had more personality than this. And that's just me keeping it real. I'm trying not to give too many spoilers away, but that's just me keeping it real. And what really got me was, I don't know who the wardrobe person was for this. I'm going to research this when I finish this review. But whoever thought it was a good idea when Halle Bailey became human, whoever thought it was a good idea to put her in that fluffy, puffy blue dress with that headband, you know, I'm sorry, you know, Disney should have had someone on the set, you know, to explain cultural differences. And I think that's the problem, and I've said this before, that's the problem with the nuances of having black people in period pieces set during the 1800s or early 1900s. Okay, when you look at the animated movie, Ariel, when she becomes a human, she's in this very nice, I think it's light blue dress with a bow in her hair. When you look at this new one, they got Halle in this bandana scarf and this puffy, dreary looking dress, looking like a damn slave. And I'm sorry, that's what my mind went to when I saw that. Okay, she reminded me of Cicely Tyson in the Autobiography of Jane Pittman. That's what it was giving. And I'm sorry, I just was not here for that. You know, there was, again, I'm not trying to give it too much away. They're on the island. There was a scene where they were walking through the little, the marketplace. Some of the women who were extras were dressed better than Halle. And she's the main star. Okay, I wasn't feeling that. And I think that's the problem when you try to race swap a traditionally white character for a black character. There are cultural differences that, you know, sometimes these companies just overlook, but you know, no, the viewer's not gonna overlook that. And that's why I had to give it a 7 out of 10. Again, there were things I liked about it, there were things I didn't, but you know what, that's what I expected. Okay, I didn't go into the movie thinking it was gonna be a perfect 10, because everywhere I've looked, I haven't seen no one say it was a perfect 10. But I also going there in the movie thinking it was this awful, the worst movie ever. Because it wasn't. It was an enjoyable movie. And I will say, because, you know, some of these people are already saying it's going to flop, you know. Now, it might flop domestic, it might flop internationally, because in China, you know, the ticket sales in China are very low, but that's not shocking, because China doesn't really, you know, promote black movies or black-led movies over there. You know, in other parts of the world, you know, the movie might not do well. But in the UK, in the United States, I do think the movie will do well. Okay, when we went to go to the movies, it was half full. Okay? It was people in the movie theater, and it was people of all shades. Yeah, it was black people like us, but it was a lot of white women taking their kids. It was a lot of teenagers in the movie to go see it. You know, so we'll see, you know, this 4-day weekend, we'll see what the numbers are. But I'm in this, I'm gonna try to wrap this up, because I don't want this to be too long. Going forward with Disney, after this movie, I don't think I'm gonna go see any more remakes for real this time. But after this, I think Disney might need to step back from the remakes. Now, I will say, if you when you go to a movie, they show the movies that are about to come out, that are about to be released, the previews, and Disney is coming out with more original movies. There's even a movie, there is an original movie with she's black and Hispanic, and it's called Wish, and it did look interesting. I may go to movies and see that. But you know, as far as a remake of something already done, I think Disney needs to pull back on that. Okay, I know they're already in production for Snow White. I think they just casted Lilo and Stitch. They're apparently discussing Bambi and Princess and the Frog. And to be honest with you, I don't know how those movies gonna do. Cause again, with that CGI, you know, certain things can't be done. The Princess and the Frog and Bambi, I'm sorry, if those movies are completely in CGI, it would look bad. It would. And I also have to just say this. If anyone is pissed off about this race swapping or these remakes, like I said, and before I started this podcast, go make your own movies. Okay? I've thought about making an animated movie. I've took creative writing classes since high school. I signed up for a fantasy writing class just 2 weeks ago when I started. And you know, I'm taking ideas, and maybe I'll just put in a little folder and build on that, and I may make my own fantasy animated movie. Okay, back in the day, Disney had competition, and maybe they need some more competition. But you know, for all the drama this movie has had, for all the controversy and just overreaction from all sides that this movie has had, the fact that it's a 7 out of 10 in my book is not that bad. So if you're listening to this and you're having qualms about going to see The Little Mermaid, you know, you can go see it for yourself. Or if you don't care, then just don't watch it. But I just find it very interesting how this one little movie has really just split the whole internet into sections. And on that note, I'm your boy Dean. I hope you enjoyed this piping hot tea, and I'll come back later with another video. Love y'all.